Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
What a treat. We're in a new podcast studio.
I know.
And we like have technicians, which is incredible to me.
Shocking and amazing.
And we can see them sort of, and they can see us. And like, this is just.
Is this making it?
I feel like a fish though, also.
A fish.
Because
oh, a fish. I thought you meant like a fish.
Out of water?
No, like official, but a fish.
Oh, no, I'm not that.
You're not that stupid.
Stupid. Yeah, exactly.
No, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. It is. Well, we'll just have to get used to like the being watched, you know, that's part of
love
fame.
Voyeurism. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
I love it. Now, you know what's the most exciting thing?
Tell me.
Your birthday is coming up.
I know. Ladies and gentlemen, my birthday is coming up.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What's interesting about me is...
Yeah, we handle birthdays differently.
Yeah. Claire makes it like this huge
a month celebration.
Deal, this month celebration. And I want to run and hide.
You retreat.
I retreat. And I told my therapist today, yes, I did see my therapist, Dr. Pamela, as we
Thank
all
goodness.
Know. And I told her... That on my birthday, the first thing I think is, what should I do? Then I think, well, you have no friends. Then
Great.
The next thing I think is like, well, you're supposed to have fun. Then I think, what is fun? Do you know what fun is?
No one knows.
Can
what
you
fun
define
is.
It? Can you say you're having it? What is having fun?
No one knows.
Will this be the best birthday of your life? What about, I don't like when people call me. Everyone calls on my birthday. Then they ask me, are you having fun? What are you doing today? And it's too much for me. I normally run away on my birthday, as you know.
You do, which I just find insane.
Aww.
I understand, but I feel the amount of pressure. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on it. And I get that.
Yeah.
I get that because it is a time when you're like, especially in the age of social media,
yeah.
dare we say, but it's like everyone's calling or texting, yeah. or then you're like, oh my gosh, I don't reach out to that person enough.
Right.
That feels bad. And
yeah.
again, the calls, I feel like the calls, just let them go to voicemail because I feel like no one really wants to talk.
No one wants to sing happy birthday
no.
live, but I will record
no.
it,
yes.
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think also on your birthday, you are reminded of the fact that you are single and there
yeah.
isn't someone who's like going to plan it or sort of going to
yeah.
like, I don't know, take the reins.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Lie in bed and cry. I'm not sure what my birthday will be when I have a partner.
Now, I offered... As your sub-partner
you
for
You are
now.
My partner, absolutely.
I did offer. I said, I can email people.
Right,
if
but
you
then it made
dinner.
Me feel like it was a I didn't want it to feel like a surprise party.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I could have copied you on it, but still, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it is nice. I'm such a, this is shocking, a control freak, that I...
You'd never let me plan your birthday.
It would be true. My 30th was a surprise.
Surprise to me as well.
I mean, I knew that something was happening, but I had nothing.
Yeah. Who planned it for you?
A friend of mine at the time.
And
no longer
that
friends
funny?
Because of that. No, I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
No, but I've planned other people's surprise parties
yeah.
as well.
Again, it wasn't so much. It was just like, what's the evening? The biggest surprise my
yeah.
birthday that year was that my dear friend who lives in Chicago flew in.
That was fun.
So
I remember
that.
That
was a total surprise.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I get it because it is nice to know. And it's also, it's kind of like the New Year's thing, right? Where
right.
it's like, well, I have, should I do something?
Right.
I don't really care. I mean,
yeah.
obviously, I care about my birthday. But if you're equating
yeah.
those and the pressure of it.
The pressure of it. I know one time, something, I also get weird about dating around my birthday, which again, I'm psychotic. But
right.
let me explain. I don't know what, how or when it would come up, but I do remember one time a guy asked me out and then he was like I was like, oh, I can only do Tuesday. And he was like, what a treat on my birthday. And I was like, I can't meet you
no.
on your birthday, sir. Also,
no.
what's happening in your life?
Why aren't you doing anything
to
on
cause
your birthday?
You to want to meet someone that you're chatting with for 7 seconds on OkCupid? Like, this is a mistake on your part.
There was a
don't think I won't break your heart on your birthday.
No, because you're going down. Okay. There was a Seinfeld episode where he went on a date with this girl and she seemed amazing, whatever. And then it ended up being her birthday. Mm-hmm. And then he like ran into her friends on the street and they were like, it's so great that you're taking her out. And he was like, what is wrong with her? But she was perfectly delightful, which I think many people probably say that about us. What's wrong with them?
That's the positive attitude we need. So yeah, my birthday's coming up.
Your birthday's coming up.
I'm a little panicked.
You're panicked. My thing is it's just an excuse to truly indulge your own pleasures. Like, what do you want to do? Not what should you do.
Right.
What do you think? Like, what is something that will bring you joy? Like, I suggested we could go to – now, granted, this is my suggestion.
I know.
But I was throwing it out there as a suggestion. No bad ideas. I said, listen, we could go to a museum or we could go see a daytime movie. I love a matinee.
I love a matinee.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Well, I decided – first of all, a museum, I don't need that.
All right,
I don't need to try to better myself. I don't need any of that shit. A movie, sure, maybe, but then I'm going to sit in darkness and wonder, who am I?
Oh, great.
I'm not sure. Okay. I like to play games.
I love that.
I like to laugh. I like to see shows. I like to, like, I would be fine if I'd,
Fine if you what?
That was negative, and I wanted
good.
To.
Good. Don't
gonna say,
be negative.
I won't. I refuse to be.
It's your birthday.
It's my freaking birthday. I don't know. I would be happy to work on my birthday is what I was going to say, but only in a certain role.
you know what I mean? Of course. Only like what you wanted to do.
I think there's something about getting older and every time it's your birthday and just sort of like looking at yourself in the mirror and being like, who even is what and why are you here on this
earth? Well, now you're now you're in your 30s.
Let's not.
You will be.
Yeah, I'm going to be 31.
Yeah.
Which I actually really like that number.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great number for me. Uh-huh. What does 31 mean? Who knows?
Well, if there's a numerologist out there, let us know. Because that's
only if it's
the number
positive.
Four.
I think it's great. And also 3 times 1 is 3.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Very good at math.
The number 3. I'm very good at math. So I'm excited for that part of it as well.
I have to say the 30s are
a treat.
A treat.
A delight.
They're so much better than 20s. It's just
my 20s were
laughable.
Such a wreck.
Yeah.
Whose aren't? I don't know. When people – this is the thing. Whoever told me when I graduated college, like, your 20s are great, I want to be like, you fucked up.
You crazy.
Dude. You fucked up. You clearly –
you're going downhill.
Yeah. Can't wait for you to have a midlife crisis because clearly you didn't have a quarter life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who you are and what you've done. Maybe those are the type of people that also can convince themselves, like, Halo Top tastes good. You know, this is ice cream. I'm like, bitch, no, it's not. But like, okay.
Well, like compared to what?
Right.
Cardboard?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So they're like, my 20s are great. I love blacking out.
No. My
like,
God, can you
no,
remember
I'm not
those
good at
horrible
drinking.
Days?
Horrible did we talk days. About that? I'm sure we did. I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk drinking. About it. Whatever drinking. Well, I mean, plug it into whatever time. You know what I mean?
To drink?
I was going to offer if you wanted to go because you have a midweek birthday. Or Tuesday.
Correct.
I was going to offer if you wanted to like go out
that
this
night?
Weekend.
Yeah.
No, not that night. I feel like
no,
during the week
dare
that's
you.
Too
yeah.
much. But
this weekend. Yeah. Tomorrow night. Let's go out.
Yeah.
For my birthday. Fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
What number drink should we stomp?
Yeah. Real soon.
First of all, I'll say
know. Yeah.
No shots.
I'm not kidding you when I tell you. No shots.
No shots.
I forget this. My 21st birthday, you might ask me, how was that for you, Jesse?
I will ask you, Jesse, how was that for
it
you?
It was bad, Claire. Let me explain to you why.
Okay.
My roommates that year were like, we're going to throw you a party. And
yeah,
I said,
that's sweet.
That's sweet. And then my friends from out of town were like, we're going to come. It's your 21st birthday. Which is funny because it's like, I'd been drinking, but everyone's
I
like,
know.
You can drink.
It's such
and I'm
a
like,
big
you're right.
Thing.
So as I was waiting for people to arrive, I said to myself, oh, wow. This is humbling.
Yeah.
What if you have no friends? So I said, well, let's prepare to that. Prepare for that. And how do you prepare? You take shots with one of my roommates who is a much better drinker than me. heavier weight, whatever you call it.
A heavier weight. I don't know if she'd like that, but a heavy
not
weight
a lightweight,
drinker.
I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a heavier weight, like with the just drinking. Heavyweight. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Let me have this moment.
A feather, no. So featherweight.
Long story short, we're going to like fast forward a little bit and then I'll rewind. So the next morning when I woke up in the hospital.
I forgot you did tell me about that. The hospital.
Because everyone was like, Jessie's so drunk, what if she dies? So I was, wait this,
holy.
Taken out from my party on a stretcher.
Jesus Christ.
First, I was carried upstairs by one of my roommate's boyfriends who was on a rugby team. So first of all, I don't want to even think about the image of me of me being carried slash dragged upstairs. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what it looked like. Also, I don't want to know what it looked like to other people.
Well, they were all drunk too, so they weren't. They have
pray.
No
image. Oh. And then, I don't remember 100% obviously what happened around that time. Don't remember the stretcher. That's for sure.
Wow.
And
like,
I guess
did they
that,
call 911?
Yes. By the way, my parents' birthday present to me that year was my ER bill.
Holy.
Which was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got in trouble with the school that I went to.
Ooh.
It was a great birthday. So anyhow, after that, I said, I'll never drink again. And here I am. But the point is, shots and my birthday can be really hard if I start drinking to try to not be stressed. So don't let me drink too much is what I'm telling you. And absolutely no shots.
My gift to you
is friendship. What?
It's friendship. Everlasting friendship.
Yeah.
Is making sure you don't do shots or drink too much. I'm going to make you drink water.
I appreciate that.
In between each drink.
That's what I'd love.
You know what? Sure. Is this selfish? Absolutely. Because I should do the same so I don't feel absolutely horrible. But yeah, 3-4 drinks.
Yeah. And you should go on ahead of me.
I
don't want to feel like your weight, because I think that stresses me out too. Because again, not that, but you're a heavier weight than me in the sense of
heavier
drinking.
Weight. Thank you.
In the sense of drinking. So sometimes whenever I try to keep up with Claire, it's like, bye, you're a goner. You're an actual goner. Yeah. So I can't do that.
Well, that's the joy of being 6'1 and Scotch Irish. You know? Thank you so much.
Not that we're telling our stats, but.
That's me.
7/8 Russian. 1/8 bad at drinking. So
I was about to say that that 7/8 should be
Austrian. Thank you for wondering.
Thank you so much for knowing that.
Thank you for knowing that.
So you should love the vodka, but
and I do actually.
And you do.
I do like vodka.
That's the joy.
My favorite. What's my favorite shot? How about that?
I don't know what your favorite shot is.
Come on.
Am I supposed to know this?
Yeah, pickleback.
Oh, a pickleback. I'm so sorry.
I love a pickleback.
I'm sorry. I should know that.
Yeah.
It's in my brain and I forgot it. And that was rude of me.
Because Claire drinks straight tequila.
Either straight tequila or straight vodka, yeah.
It's pretty crazy to
watch. I used to drink straight whiskey, which makes more sense, but that has a lot more sugar in it, I feel. Or at least it does.
Good for you.
Thank you. Listen, if I'm going to eat a tub of ice cream
exactly.
later.
Exactly. I cannot
drink my calories.
And I shall not.
That
was a quote I used to say in college or just like around there. I'd be like, I don't drink calories. That was like something – that was like a motto I had when it came to like, good. Do you want a smoothie? I'd be like, I don't drink calories. And people were like, you do.
You do, actually.
But I was like, alcohol is clear. Like, it's just like, there are no calories attached. Goodbye.
Yeah. No, it's full. Foolish.
It's foolish.
My issue is that I did used to drink a lot and more frequently. And so I got to the point where I was drinking like vodka sodas or tequila sodas or whatever so quickly.
Too quick.
That I needed to be straight so that it keeps me sipping.
Oh.
That's why I drink straight.
Yeah. If they give me a little
slows
straw.
Me down a little bit.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Also, if there's any sort of...
sweetness,
stress, or I don't like sweet.
Sweet can be
tasty.
I
like a martini.
Depending.
I like a dirty martini. Mm-hmm. I like a Bloody Mary. I like salt.
we'll note it.
Yeah.
Maybe a pickleback. Can you do
just
that?
Just one. I would love a pickleback.
And pardon my ignorance here, but
you
because
are ignorant. Yes.
terribly ignorant. I'm kidding. Because I don't frequently have a pickleback, aka yeah. I don't know if I've ever, maybe once before.
Yeah.
What is that a shot of?
I think it can change. Right? It can change. Like, the only thing that matters to me with a pickleback shot is the pickle juice.
The salt.
And the salt, right.
That's all you want.
So I'm pretty sure that I've done it with rum, I've done it with whiskey, I've done it.
Whatever they offer.
Yeah, I'm like, do you have alcohol in a clear thing and then and something from a pickle bar? Yeah, exactly. And can I have them both next to each other in a similar glass?
Immediately.
I'm going to pound them both back.
Yeah.
I want you to make sure if anyone's watching, they know I'm available.
This is me.
This is me. And I am, you know, spiraling. So that's always good to know who will come down, you know.
Yeah.
In the tornado, if you will.
Well, I'm excited for you on that.
I'm actually thrilled.
Well, I promise to drink more than you.
Yeah, thank you.
In a responsible fashion.
Appreciate it.
But we'll celebrate still.
I appreciate that.
Right? Yeah,
we'll celebrate.
We can celebrate. We gotta stop at a certain
point. You made
my
birthday also very special last year for me.
I did.
You really did.
What did I do?
Nothing, but no, I'm kidding. You and the year before, actually.
Oh.
But last year we saw Sleep No More.
Oh, yes.
Which,
yes.
Technically speaking, wasn't my favorite show, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I was sweating so much, I took my shirt off.
Yeah. I mean, you had a tank top on.
I did have a tank. And I also, you have to wear a mask. And yeah. I was like, fuck that, and didn't wear my mask.
Yeah. Well, I think that, like, their AC was not working or something. Like, it was insane.
Oh, no.
We lost 100 pounds.
Good men that night.
We really did.
Yeah, for sure.
No, that was fun. And then, yeah,
was
the,
fun. And the year before
we
you
went out.
We went out, and that was
nice.
Really fun.
Yes.
We many a sweet treat.
Listen, catch me any old day. I've been on a roll recently of just eating sweet treats.
Well, that's what I know. Me too. I love it.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know. See, I want to get to the point where I'm dating someone and I can comfortably order a carton of ice cream that, you know, I'm ordering to my apartment. So it's $18 and he's cool with that. Then he's cool with me literally eating it.
Downing it. Immediately.
And still being like, she's cute though. Like that's.
I think honestly, Jesse, that's love.
That's what I'm saying.
Love.
I don't know if it is. If I can get there with someone.
Right. Honestly.
Yeah.
I think you can.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. And you know what? I'll have to agree with you.
Yes, I think so. Well, we have a very exciting guest today.
We do.
Alyssa Amorosa from Publicity. Double S with a Y. And so I say we just get on into it, don't you think?
Can you stop talking so we can get into
it? No, I'm going to keep talking about how we're going to get into it.
Let's get into it.
We are so excited to have Alyssa Amoroso here with us
Hi.
Today.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course, of course. Oh,
we're thrilled.
I love it. How thrilled are you? Because
honestly,
it's like double when you both say it at the same time.
Thrilled.
I've had like two iced coffees today. I'm like pepped on life, you know?
Yeah. The opposite. I'm at a downward spiral.
Oh, no, this is not good.
Honestly, this is our podcast. We're constantly in a downward spiral.
We really are.
So Fashion Week kicked off yesterday.
Yes.
And I went to the Victoria's Secret. like one of the parties.
Okay.
I can't even imagine.
I know.
Well, whenever I go out with my friends that are just like influencer girls, we just like stop by, say hi, and leave. But whenever I go out with like my guy friends, they're like,
you have guy friends?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a whole other
well, no,
conversation.
Yeah, but
we'll talk.
Questionable.
Okay.
They're
Is
like,
it?
They're more like girlfriends, you
okay.
know?
Okay. Okay.
So they'll be like, they come to fashion events with me.
I love
and
it.
And whenever I go out with guys, they'll be like, do you want another drink? Do you want another drink? They take care of me, which is amazing. But then I'm like, I'm blackout.
Yeah.
Like, I can't
that
be doing this
is
at work.
A problem.
Event.
Yes.
So today I'm just like very tired and not well.
I see.
Do you have parties tonight?
If I wanted to, I could, but I'm skipping everything.
Okay.
By day two, I already am like, I'm out. I'm
yeah.
done.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. I can't bounce back after one day.
I could, mm-mm. The idea of having to go to a party for my job, I'm like, I'd fail. Like, I am not.
Well, to social, like, to drink at the party.
I can't do it.
Well, usually I don't. I can't. So that's my issue.
Yeah.
Like, but last night was really fun. It was like splashy. There was like people hanging from the ceiling, like yeah. dancing.
Of course,
yeah,
it's Victoria.
It was very like burlesque.
Yes,
it was very fun. But okay, I just like there's only this whole week I have a lot of stuff because it is fashion yeah. week. But there's only usually like one or two nights within the 7 to 10 days that I even drink because
yeah.
you can't do if you drink at every event, you'll be an alcoholic.
You absolutely will, and you'll look like shit.
Yeah, I can't even. No, I can't even relate to it. An event no. I don't even like. And then Victoria's Secret, I just keep thinking about like
bodies,
how inclusive they are of no one except for literally.
Well, I also think it's pretty telling that there's no show this year. Like
I know.
And it's like they don't want to be inclusive so much so that they rather just cancel the damn show.
Can you believe?
Right? It's like,
yeah.
Instead of just being inclusive, they're like, nope, we're just not going to do it.
Yeah, they're like, our bras look bad on people with fat.
Yeah. Right. Therefore, we're just not going to have a show. Yeah.
We cannot hide the back fat. So. Yeah,
no way. And we can't. It. I refuse to I see refuse. A sexy bra. Like, I don't even know what they're thinking, but I'm. It's got to be something along those lines.
I love my back fat.
Yeah,
me too. Speaking of love, I think the biggest question, because our podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in love?
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful optimism. That's a really wonderful thing.
I do think most people say they don't?
I don't
we
even.
We do.
Yeah, we're having trouble right now.
Slash, we're desperate for it.
No, I feel like I'm secretly a hopeless romantic, but also I have nothing going on in my love life, you know?
Now, here's a question, because so many people tell me when I talk about not like, oh, God, there's no one of interest, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you choosing that?
I would say I'm choosing it.
Okay.
Because so I worked in PR for 5 years,
uh-huh.
ran my business on the side as like a side hustle, my Instagram.
Wow.
Yes.
And I basically was just like a year and a half ago, I decided to quit my PR job and do it full time. And I would say that that year of my life was probably like the hardest year so far.
Yeah,
just sure. because just the stress that comes yeah. with running a business. I like put on stress weight. I just was like not my happiest. I didn't love my living situation. Mm-hmm. But as much as like my business was thriving, I would say my personal life was like taking a toll a little bit.
Yeah.
So I've actually just not even tried to date because I'm like, I want to date when I feel my best.
Yeah.
And like that wasn't this past year.
Yeah.
So now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to like work on myself, be happy, and then I'm going
to
date.
Yeah. So are you feeling better? You're saying you're ready to date now?
No, I'm on an upward swing though. Like I'm getting there.
Yes.
I just like, I didn't want to force myself into dating if I wasn't in a place where I felt like I could.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes
well, you're half-assing it and it's just.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because actually what you're saying is something I love and I would love if everyone did. But the thing is, every time I go on dates, people are on the downward swing and just like a wreck and a half. And they're like, I don't know what's happening.
I like didn't have the mental capacity to focus on it because I was like, I can't like be trying to run a business, figuring out finances, launching a podcast, and then trying to get ghosted. Like, it's just not going to work.
No.
Like, I can only handle so much, like, mental turmoil in one 100%. Moment.
Well, but I also think a lot of people look to relationships, and this is very easy for me
for
to
comfort.
Judge, for comfort and to help alleviate some sort of stress, right?
Mine's more like I couldn't even have that stress on top of the stress I was dealing with.
I agree.
With.
Maybe some people are really good at dating that, like, it's a great thing. Like, it's a good it's
like
a hobby.
Crutch.
It's a crutch it's and a it's crutch. A hobby they're good at. For me, like
it's
I'll
so
go
stressful.
On spirals from dates.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I need if I'm trying to I can't.
I can't add that to my
like I need to just
plate.
Focus on one thing. I took so I continue to take breaks from dating.
Continue as in
this has like been a long ass break for me, but I'm like, you know what? I'm fine with it because I am confident and you know, for a while I was like I'll meet someone when I meet someone. And I'm like, you know what? I spent a year saying that. And like, I didn't really date anyone more than like a few dates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's just not how this world is anymore. All the events I go to are either women or gay guys.
Yeah.
Every social setting I'm in, no one comes up to each other. So I know when I am ready in like a month or two to get back into dating, I'm going to have to like download the apps, like actually try to date, ask people to set me up, you know?
Yes. That's what, let me ask you a question because you have also like a big following.
Mm-hmm.
And I am wondering, because I have a friend who's like, I didn't realize Instagram was a dating app, which I'm like, if for me, it's not. But what do you mean by that? Like, do you get, I'm sure, a lot of messages and DMs or?
So
sliding 70, into DMs.
Yeah, 75% of my audience is women.
Yeah.
So actually not as much as you would think.
Okay.
Every so often, I will have people, not as much as you would think, though, really.
Yeah.
Because also, I'm not, like, posting my butt.
Right.
You know, some influence, like, some girls that are, like, posting really sexual photos are getting a million things. But I'm like, hey, guys, I have a pimple today. Like, I'm not, like, this walking sex machine on Instagram. Every so often, I'll post, like, some cleavage. You know.
Just to keep them alive. You know.
Just make sure their hearts are still beating.
Still beating.
But not so often, but I've had luck sliding into people's DMs myself. If I'm like, hey.
You have.
Share.
Well, tell us how.
I've just gone – I used to go through this thing where I, like, loved athletes. I'm so over it now. I still love them. But, like, when I was, like, 23, 24, I would just, like, DM NFL players and, like, see if anything bit, you know?
Stop it.
And then sometimes people will answer.
Yeah, what would you say?
Literally just like, hey.
No.
Oh, my God, how easy. It's so easy.
We can all do that.
They're so visual. Like,
I know.
So I'm like, let me just, like, see if they'll see it. So if you have a following, it's easier for you to slide into people's DMs, too. Or vice versa.
Why?
But because people see that you have followers, and they're like, oh, Instagram girl, you know.
Like, you have a credibility, I feel. Because sometimes if I get a DM from someone, I look, and it's like, five followers. I'm like, this is some bot or some weird, stalker or something. I don't know.
I'll randomly get things like, I want you to be my wife, or like, but it's never the people that you want to be DMing you.
No, of course.
So I should say, I do get them. They're just no one I would never answer 99.9% of the ones that I do end up getting. It's never just like a regular guy in his 30s from New York that's cute.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I don't
know. It's like a man from the Middle East with three children and 10 wives.
Yeah. Like, and he's like, you know? I need an 11th.
Right.
Yeah.
And you may be that lucky one. Yeah. I got a message the other day that said, I find you attractive. I would love for you to be my sugar girl.
Oh, obsessed. I love that. I've gotten one of those.
Right?
I've considered it. No, I'm kidding.
I was like, what?
Have you heard about people like selling pictures of their feet for money?
Stop it. Stop everything.
We looked into it.
Stop. I want to do that.
Yeah, I would do it. I'm not above it.
Wait, well, how do I do it?
I don't know, but I feel like it could happen.
Of course it could.
Hello, please. I'm not kidding. Message me. Message us on Instagram or no such thing as love
this
show.
This could be a great Gmail. Side hustle for us.
I'm not kidding. I feel as though.
I know.
Listen, whatever you get off on, that's fine if it's not hurting anyone. I'm happy to send you pictures of my feet.
I don't give
I'll
a
send
hooey.
You old shoes if you're really interested.
Thank you. I'll wear them around for a day for you.
I'll give them the scent, if you will, to keep you
I'm attractive. All about it. I know. I don't hate that
idea. I don't
hate
it either.
I went pretty far on a Craigslist ad. And not to say I wasn't at a low point, but
You already said that by saying you went on
There's a Craigslist ad. The guy's asking for feet, whatever. So then I just send him pictures of my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he wanted me to go somewhere and dangle my shoe off my, like, you know when a woman says
the foot, off the toe or whatever.
Yes. And I said, girl, easy. I can do that in a sec.
Watch
me. I wanted to do it.
But
I was
the
like,
thought of like meeting the person makes it so much worse.
You can never meet them.
No. Well, and the problem was he's like, I want to meet you in public and I want you to dangle this shoe. And I said, you bet. Let's do it. Wait, how does money work? Because it was like, well, I don't want you to know my identity. And I said,
But how do I get paid?
Yeah, because I'm not just dangling for free.
No, I am not.
I don't just dangle for anyone.
No, I don't. I don't. I was in the park once and some guy came up and I had like flip-flops that I'd taken off or whatever. And he was like, do you mind if I take a photo of your feet?
What?
And I said, just like real quick, sure. And he goes, oh, no, this is going to take a while. And I said, no, thank you.
Yeah. I like, say my Venmo is XYZ.
I know. I was like, this is going to take a while. I can't believe
this is such a thing. And I feel like so many people have been talking about it lately because it's like mainstream now. You know,
it is very much mainstream. But I also don't know how to benefit from this. So I can't figure out.
And it's weird to me that it's so like underground.
But not at all.
But people don't like to admit it or whatever.
Well, I've talked to a couple guys who have admitted to.
Oh, see, I've never been with a feet guy.
Well, some
time of your life.
Time of your life, let me tell you. It's great.
Was it? Did he give a lot of massages?
Yes. I mean, it's like feet and other things. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like not just, I haven't.
What are the other things?
Well, just like an ass and a foot guy. You know, like.
An ass and a foot. And he's a tit and a toe guy.
A left tit, a right toe. Yeah.
Oh, so I love it.
People have admitted to enjoying, but I can't say that I've ever met anyone that pays for pictures or shoes or whatever. Yes.
Same. There is a website like celebrityfeet.com or something. Oh my God, I love it's just like creepy pictures of celebs' feet. Like every celeb, just like close ups of their feet.
Stop. Yeah.
It's now great. I'm like curious. I'm sure Uma Thurman's, I remember in Kill Bill. Wasn't it Kill Bill? I think it was the first one. There was like a close up of her feet because she was like relearning how to walk. There. For sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Before Quentin Tarantino like had her have a wreck into the wall. I don't remember. Anywho, but I will have to look at that. And then I'll have to say, hey, anyone want pictures of my feet?
I know. Whatever? I would do it. I would also be a sugar baby if the contract was right.
And by contract was right, she means no touching.
Yeah. Or no.
If it's like a fly me off to the Maldives and we don't touch, I'm down.
Or like I'll go to dinner with you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
If you deposit
$2,000
into my account every month and buy me one designer bag a month.
Like,
you know?
What a treat.
I'll go to dinner.
Mm-hmm. I actually have to eat dinner. So
it works
if it's with you, what a treat.
I actually want to have like a sugar baby on my pod. Even if they're anonymous, just like pick their brain, you know?
Honestly, same.
Wouldn't that be good?
It's fine.
I one time, people. Another some would say low point, but some would say businesswoman point, where I joined this website, I forget, or app. It was an app. Forget what it's called. Like Sugar Babies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, joined it, made an account, whatever. I did. I made a whole account. But then I realized they're looking for models. Like I was like, wait, why would anybody pick me? I mean that. But like truly.
They're looking for trophies.
They are. They're looking for like.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them say like 22. Like I'm looking for.
Oh, they say that?
Oh, yeah. They're like, because it's a business. So it's like I will pay.
They're like, I'm only paying for the most premium.
Yeah, they're like, girl. I'll pay $5,000, buy two purses a month, needs to be, you know, 5'7 or taller.
What?
110 or less.
Yeah.
And cool with me, like, you know, having a wife and kids and like this will never be impossible, you know, and you're just like, well. And none of the guys have many face pictures.
No. Yeah, but what if you, like, if my husband, my future husband, was ever on.
Never.
I know, but just like think about the skis balls out there. Know. Like, that makes me so sad for the wife and kids back home.
It makes me sad.
But unless that's somewhat of a transaction as well.
Right.
You know, because there are some people who get married.
I'm sure some know, but I'm sure some don't.
Yeah. 100%.
Also, how about this? The men that like live in Chicago but come to New York three times a month for work and they have their New York chick and their Chicago wife.
Yes.
You know, it's those.
I don't know if I could ever – listen, I've never been in love, so I can't say. Like, if I was in love – and I love someone so much, and I know that they spend so much time someplace else, and they're by themselves a lot, like, could I deal with them just having a companion that doesn't – they don't have sex with?
What?
I don't know if I could.
Why can't they just have a friend like normal people?
No.
Like, no.
No, I know.
I'm possessive. No,
me too.
I'm jealous. I'm like,
I'm just
but
like,
I'm better.
Yeah.
Right? Or no.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm jealous, but I'm like, I guess I am, but I'm just more like, you shouldn't even be thinking about that because I'm not thinking about that.
No.
Like, if you're in it, you know, then we're clearly not on the same level.
Right.
Right. I want you to be obsessed with me.
And you also, like, yeah, my whole thing is, like, I just want to be with someone that it's, like, mutual. Every time you go on – how many times do you go on a date and the person's like, oh, I'm not looking for something, are you? It's like, then why are we here?
Why are we here?
Isn't that the point of dating?
Listen to me when I tell you that sometimes – sometimes if I'm on my game, I'll ask on the app, what are you looking for? Like, what is this to you? Because I've done, first of all.
But I always want to be the cool girl.
That's and we all do. We're like, oh my God, I'm looking for literally nothing. Yeah. Like, would be more than happy with you just like depositing yourself inside of me and leaving. Yeah,
seriously. I'm just a hole.
Yeah. Exactly.
But honestly, how many girls do you know that play it so cool and then like – my friend Lisa, for example, she just is like a dude. Like she's like, oh, I didn't answer that text. Not because she's playing a game. Because she's like, I forgot. Like she's just so chill. She makes men wrapped around her finger because she drives them literally crazy. We used to joke in college. We're like, you are a heartbreaker. Yeah. Like every guy that she would date would end up sobbing in our dorm room. Like, why doesn't she love me?
Because she isn't.
And she literally was like, whatever.
Whatever.
And it's like, there is something to be said about the cool girl. If you're actually that person.
Yeah,
if you're going to pretend to be the cool girl and then like cry about it.
Right.
No. You know?
It's not real.
Or like go psycho when you get drunk.
Yeah.
I was dating this guy and at first I think like one of the first few dates I was like, I'm chill. Like the good thing about me is I'm chill. And literally next date I was like, knock, knock, correction. I'm not chill. If you don't start texting me back, you're dead to me.
Yeah. Like we're done here.
Yeah.
But I think that's the negativity of women that we've been taught, right?
Right.
It's like women just it's so bad that they just want to be in a relationship and settle down. And it's like, okay,
it's like,
first of all,
what's the problem with that?
Why can't you just want that, right?
I sometimes wonder what vibe I give off on a date because I was seeing this guy last summer and we were sitting at a bar, I remember, and he said to me, he said something like, well, it's not like you're looking for anything. And I'm kind of like, what gave you that impression? But maybe because I was playing it cool. Like, props to me, you know? I was like, oh, really? He's like, well, are you? And I was like, I've never really been so directly asked that.
That's also a very lame way of him being able to ask you, but being too afraid to ask.
But, like, he definitely didn't want anything either. So, I think he was in and out of grad school, so he was never in this, like.
In and out of it.
Well, like, every time he was, it was summer, so he was home. Oh, and then he would go back. And then, so it was never going to be anything anyway because of that. Mm. But the way I answered it, and I thought it was a good answer without coming across so like, I want to meet someone.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I want to be in a relationship with the right person.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to like settle for any Joe Schmo. I'm not, if I met the right guy tomorrow, of course I'd be in a relationship with them. But I'm also not just like going to settle. I thought that was a good way to put it without being like, no, I'm, because you don't want to go on a first date and be like, I'm looking for a relationship.
Absolutely.
It's like, that makes it seem like you want to be in a relationship with anyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't care who it is. I just want someone, like, are you good enough? Are you game just to settle down with me right now because that's all I want?
So I think that's where women make the mistake. I think you are totally fine saying, yeah, I'm looking for something. If you word it, like, I'm looking for something that's mutually beneficial. Like, we both are on the same page.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just be like, yeah, I'm looking for a relationship.
I like to say that I'm looking for a good date that leads to a second date and who knows what else.
That's a good one.
Like, I think I say I'm looking for someone I like to spend time with.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm looking for a plus one.
I know.
That's good. I just went to a wedding alone and that was.
I mean, I was the maid of honor at my sister's wedding 2 weeks ago. So.
I'm so sorry. Older or younger? Yeah. Older or younger?
Older, but.
Okay, so.
But no. But. I mean, I'm so happy and like, I'm not one of those people that looks at other people's happiness and is like, poor me.
Yeah.
Like,
That's
I think
a
it's
going
to happen for me, to be honest. Like, I'll meet someone when
I try.
Yeah.
I'm literally not trying.
Yeah.
I think it will happen. Like, I'm very, you know, I think I'll have kids. I think I'll marry someone. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to be alone forever. Because I just don't think that's my life plan. But at the same time, would it be nice to have someone? Absolutely.
Sure.
But I'm also not going to take a Joe Schmo to my sister's wedding and meet my entire family.
No.
When I'm not even present because I'm the maid of honor.
No.
So
especially then.
I'm chill. Like in that situation, I'm completely confident not having a date.
Yeah.
Like I just don't care.
That's great.
Especially at weddings, I feel, especially if it's friends' wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, with family, it's like, you know,
everyone there, whatever. But at a friend's wedding, if I know that there's going to be a handful of people that I'm friends mm-hmm. with, I don't want a date. That's
true. Because it's like, why am I going to just like make – well, I always think about the guy. I'm like, why am I going to make them suffer through meeting right. all these people and like this is nothing?
Right.
And then it's like the awkward thing, like do we share a hotel room? Yeah. And then it's like, oh, it's just so uncomfortable.
We're not doing
– No. Yeah. I'm just not.
I can't
either because there's no one that I'm like consistently hooking up with right now that I would even want to put in that position.
Right.
Right.
Well, I also, if I was to bring anyone around my family, they would all think this is the most legit thing ever because yeah. I never talk Same. About dating or anything with them, which is quite funny because.
Yeah. Do they listen to the podcast?
No, certainly not.
Oh, my parents listen to all my episodes. That's so sometimes really? I feel like I censor myself a bit just because I have aunts, uncles, family, yeah. friends, parents listening. And I'm an open book, but my parents are a bit more private. Yeah. So I feel like me airing out my business is airing out their business. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because they don't want me like, yeah. like, I don't know, say I'm like going through something personal. They're like, why did you have to talk about that? Like yeah. they don't like it.
Well, it's a different generation. Too. Yeah. I think our sure. parents are very afraid to admit to defeat when this generation's like, I'm fucking failing.
yeah, know? No, it's so true.
Yeah. So I mean, that's the same thing with therapy. Like,
privacy.
It's like, yeah, my dad. Oh,
100%. If I talk about, like, yeah, like how I was just saying that I went through a hard time last mm-hmm. year, if I do, like, my parents are fine if I do that, but if I get, like, more into it, they're like, you don't need everyone to know your business.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm chill with it.
Why not? Right. I'm cool with it. Yeah, that's like, part of my
this
story.
This is my thing. I don't yeah. care. But I think they're just, you know, I'm Italian. My family's old school. I just think they're not used to being so open. Yeah.
Well, definitely not used to. I mean, that's also a lot with social. I mean, obviously.
Totally.
I know that my dad is very excited to look on Facebook, but he's not going to talk about feelings on
no.
Facebook.
You
know?
Yeah.
Never.
That's a different, yeah, that's a totally different animal. But well, I think my dad doesn't want, he doesn't want to, nor should he listen to this.
Yes.
My dad.
Yeah. No my need. Dad doesn't listen either.
No need.
But it's so funny because all yeah. the girls at my dad's office listen to my podcast and follow my Instagram. And he says, he like cracks up because he'll be like, was I on your Instagram this weekend? Because I'll put them That's on my so stories funny. And stuff.
Yes.
And they'll be like, you can't show me drinking. Like, everyone at work is going to think, you know, he's the yeah. boss. He's like, what are you putting up? It's so funny, though. But I'll bring, so I get so many beauty products sent to me and Love. All of this stuff. So I will literally give my dad, like, bags and thousands of dollars worth of stuff. I'm not kidding. And he'll bring it to his office because wow. I give my products away. I'm not one of those people. I don't need them. Like, I give them to my aunt. She brings Very them to nice. Work. I give them to my dad. I donate. And I'll accumulate, like, so much stuff. And my dad will bring it to work. And he's so cute. I'm just like, Dad, bring this to work.
Yeah.
He says he puts out a sign that says, to take one, follow at publicity.
Stop it.
Aww.
You have a PR rep. That? I love it.
So I have, like, all these, like, office followers. I'm like, oh. That's You're just so darling.
Cute. Yeah.
That is adorable.
I know. I love it.
I need to have wow. Dad post something, but I don't know if he wants to promote
my
mine.
Parents. My dad just said to me yesterday on the phone, he's like, I got you another follower. Like, whenever my parents are on vacation or so out proud. And they see young girls, like, yeah. they make everyone follow me.
Oh my God, wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I know my dad would be disgusted and horrified if he listened really to some of these episodes just because we don't talk about those things.
Yeah.
But I question because, I mean, especially podcasts, we're out there, whatever, but I question like the people who do Bachelor or Bachelor in Paradise or like the Love Island, all those crazy things. I don't think I'll talk about everything. I don't know if I'll show everything.
Yeah. Oh. I've gone through this conversation with my parents because uh-huh. I would go on reality TV.
You would.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
I care what people think about me.
Of course,
like,
of course.
I'm a, like, that definitely You're would human. Affect me.
Yeah.
That said, I would do it. But my parents, like, I had applied to The Bachelor a few times years ago.
Dead.
And got callbacks. And I never went to the casting. But my parents were like, you are not going. Regardless, if I got casted, I would have went.
Yeah.
Like, they would have come around. But they are so uncomfortable with the idea of it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think I would put it out there. I just think knowing my luck in the way, like, my life has gone, uh-huh. it would probably be worse for me before it got better. Because, like, I've just always had – I feel like I would get, like – not that I would be the villain, but I feel like I would get – an edit where they tried to like mess with me. Just like my whole life, I've always been like the one that gets fucked over. So I'm like, would totally be me.
The idea of watching myself even date is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like I would rather die. Like that would be my biggest torture method to get me to do something. Like it wouldn't be good.
I just got a Bumble message. So
no, you did not.
Okay. So you are on Bumble.
No. So I have it. I don't go on it. So that's why I'm curious. You just messaged me. I haven't opened it in so long.
Wait, but Bumble, the guy can't message first.
Unless
it's someone you've already connected
with. I messaged him August 15th and he messaged me. We had a conversation.
So like 20 days.
He said to me, I didn't like this. He said, should be back Tuesday if you want to take me out for a drink.
Ew.
And then I was like, that's weird, but maybe he's trying to be funny and it didn't translate.
I love that that's such a thing now. It's like, but he said something rude, but what if he's trying to be funny?
Well, because I was like, maybe he's trying to be like witty without, So I said, we could arrange that. That was it.
Okay.
Then he messaged me now.
Yeah.
Wait, that was from the 15th.
That was the 15th you said, of August.
We can arrange that. He said nothing.
He said no. He actually said, "All right, cool. Let me know." I never answered.
Why did you never answered? Okay.
Well, because I'm not going to go anyway.
Yeah.
So then he messaged me today and said, "What up, Liz?" Like already nicknaming me.
All right. That's a little.
And
too
I
familiar.
Said, "Out to dinner with some friends. What's going on?" That was yesterday. And then today he just said, "Let's go get some shots." Like, what are you, a frat boy?
No.
This is what I'm dealing with, guys.
No. How old is he? I want an age.
He's also like kind of creepy looking. 30.
Wait,
I feel like that's too old.
I can't tell if he's really hot or
let me say
actual serial killer.
We'll tell you.
Like, I think he kind of looks like a serial killer.
What if we knew him? How funny. No, we don't.
Okay, this one, really cute.
Very cute.
This one, I'm afraid.
He's murdering you.
But I bet in person he's cute, right?
I think.
You know?
If he's not
he
kind of
looks like a vampire.
That's good.
Yeah, sunglasses. Wait. You can't see a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. It's like
you
black and white.
You cannot judge a sunglasses photo.
And he has another one with the same photo.
That's
what?
Not good.
It's double?
Yeah,
double. Look, one zoomed
this
in.
One,
and
remember,
I bet in person he's hot, but I bet he's such a douchebag.
Yeah.
But that's what I go for. This is why I'm single. You know what?
So you are dating, though. You are semi-dating.
No. I'm just on it.
You're on it.
Just in case.
I would say every 3 months, I'm like, I'm going to open this up. But I know I'm not going to go out with anyone. I'm just like toying around.
You're a chatter, if you will?
Not even.
Okay.
You're
perusing. You're browsing.
Yeah.
You're seeing what's out there.
I like to call it window shopping.
What apps are you on?
I have Bumble and I have Hinge. Those are like the two.
Hinge,
yeah.
That's my main one.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to point out, first of all, he has a ring on his pointer finger.
I don't like that
at
all.
Not for me. What? And also this one that he's, this selfie, he looks like he's sitting in a Papasan chair.
Like, is he at the college? Dentist?
No. I was going to say dentist. Yeah.
No, it looks like a cinder block. Where the hell? It's like a Papasan chair in the basement of a medical office.
I just
like
don't
that's where he tortures. Like,
where he tortures
his
people.
Dates. Yeah.
It is funny that we definitely, I'm like, well, maybe he's trying to be funny. Maybe this is
insecure. Well, because part of me was like, that could be a, like, you
no,
know,
it could be.
Some guys like to test girls and see how they would react. It's like if you want to see if they reach for the check or not.
Which I love.
Like,
a
he
test.
Probably wanted to see if I was
fucking what?
No, they do. Guys
I
do
can't.
That. I know.
Yeah.
So many guys that I'm great friends with that are gentlemen that would 100% pick up the bill say that they want to see the girl reach.
Yeah.
For the check. It is a mental thing, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Just to show that you're like.
Do you know I never even used to reach and now I do because I've heard that from so many people. Yeah. Well, because part of me was like the waitress is handing them the check. They're picking it up and I'm like, thank you so much. It's so nice of you. Like I'm always so appreciative, but if the guy is super assertive, like you know when they put it down and the guy automatically hands over check, then I don't. I used to just be like, "Thank you, that's so sweet." Now I'll say, "Oh, are you sure?"
I say, "Are you sure?"
Ugh.
Yeah.
But like part of me was like, it's so damn obvious they just grabbed it. So why am I even going to fake
still,
it?
It's the pleasantries of it.
I want to fight.
Jesse
has
an issue.
I can't handle going Dutch.
I've never done it in my life.
I'm leaving.
She's.
I've done it so many times because I'll.
But you insist.
First of all, I do not insist.
But you definitely.
I offer. I do offer.
You offer.
Is that what you were going to say? I offer.
No, but some people insist. They'll be like, no, come on, just let me. And I'm
not
like,
sure. No, I don't
do that. If I feel like they're into me and I'm not into them.
No, I don't give a shit. You're still.
Oh, I don't either.
I'm always like, they'll get it and then I'll go. Oh, we can split it or something like that. And then they're like, okay. Like they just, very there's quickly. No, yeah. And then I just dry up everywhere. So
yeah, no, that there's nothing
worse. Shrivel away. I'm like, yeah. Bye.
Do you want to know what happens to me? This is like infamous. I go on a good date. It's like, you know, when like someone keeps the date going, you could tell like you're getting you're getting along. It's mutual. They're like, you want another drink? You want to go to another bar? We keep hanging out. Then they'll be like, oh, let me walk you home. They kiss me, like everything.
Yeah.
And then never hear from them again. I'm like, you kept me out for 5 hours. You walked my ass home. But I then know, I started I realizing they're walking me home because they want me to invite them up.
Yeah.
I just thought they were all being gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's why they're not calling me back, because I didn't put out and they only had one intention.
Isn't that fun?
It is really fun.
Because like I get that a lot. A lot of guys just want the hookup.
I know. And that I have a new rule, because I was going on first dates that were too long, and then I was getting like, I was just like, what was that if it wasn't a good date? Yeah. And the answer is they wanted to hook
up. They want the end game.
And so now I'm like, 2 hour max. Like, I have things to do. If you want to see me again, great. You're I don't so need to right. go to a new bar.
I should
bar.
Just be like, oh no, I'm meeting up with a friend.
Yeah, but
like,
this was really fun. I'd love to do it again. But like, no, you can't take up 6 hours of my fucking life.
You're so right.
Thank you. I know.
You're so right. And like,
because I've been fucked so many times.
Well, because I used to be like, wow, they are such a gentleman that we're hitting it off.
Yeah.
They're so into me. They're physically, they're kissing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're kissing me because they want to get in my bed.
Yeah.
And I spiral from that. That is the exact formula to cause me to jump near a cliff and then run back away.
The ghosting after that.
But this is why I would never actually sleep with one of those people, because I spiral from, like, I can't explain it. I'm the kind of person that I'm like, if I don't do anything physical with you, I still have the power over my own emotions.
100%.
The second I sleep with them, then I'm like, why did I do that? They're not. Yes, like, if they don't call me again.
I have PTSD the next day, always.
Then I would just always. Be like, that doesn't make me feel good about myself. Some women could have unattached sex and be completely comfortable and completely fine. I am not that person. I rather you ghost me and we just kissed.
Yeah.
I feel so much better about myself. Right. If we have sex and you ghost me, I'm like, why did I give it up?
I'm two people. I can either have unattached sex with someone I
don't like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say don't know or don't know.
I thought you meant like have no attachment to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So like whatever hookup. Like, like who cares? But if I really like you, then like I want to.
Because I rather like you disappear and us having never done anything us have sex and then that's all you want from me.
Well, yeah, you know? That's all you want. Or I'm like, I mean, I'll spiral with like my body or just like, he got something of me that I wasn't ready to give then. I can't trust him.
No. So like my thing is like, you have to do things when you're comfortable. And I just know myself and I'm not one of those people that's comfortable with just like sleeping around and like acting like I'm chill. Like I'll just feel too bad the next day.
No, I know. I have sex too easily. And that is not necessarily a good thing.
I'm like, you got to work.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, just start kissing me at a bar and I may sleep with you that night. So especially if they walk me home, I'm like, you're already here.
Oh, like, see, I'm a giver. Part of me is like, you're still a stranger and I don't want you in my bed. Like,
I know. For murder purposes, I normally am like, I can't. For
not
murder
even murder,
purpose.
But I'm like, murder. I'm just like, we're not there yet.
Let me ask you a question. Is it a certain feeling that you wait for, or is it a certain number of dates? Like, I used to be very strict with my, quote, rules. Yeah. And
no, I don't have rules, but I don't trust my instincts anymore because...
Oh, no.
I've been... No, no, not that. Like, I have amazing instincts, a great gut feeling, like, very good intuition, but sometimes when it comes to, like, a hot guy, it's all out the window.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't tell if you're a psycho and I'm just, like, okay with it because you're hot.
Right.
They're dangerous. If I'm there was this really hot guy that I was seeing and not seeing. We went on a few dates.
Yeah.
And like from the first date, he was feeding me everything I wanted to hear. Like, this is the best date I've ever been on. We are just clicking. Like, he was like enthralled with me. Is that a word?
That's suspicious.
And but me in my head, I was like, of course. They say when you know, you know. Right. Maybe we're really just hitting
maybe
it
he
off.
Knows. Maybe
I'm like, no, because I was it. Also like, I'm into him. So I'm like, maybe this is just like, I knew it was kind of red flags that he was coming on so strong.
Yeah.
But everything in me was like, I might as well just go with it if I'm feeling it, because what am I not going to go with it? So like, I went with it and then I should have known. Like, this is when my, like, I was off a little bit. He, first date, we were, like, making out at the bar. And then he was like, do you want to come back with me? And I was like, no. And I said, and I was like, well, are you ever, am I ever going to see you again? Because I'm just so used to guys.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
And he was like, yeah, like, of course. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
He called me the next day. Like, literally kept seeing me. But I wasn't sleeping with him. And then I noticed, like, the second he wasn't getting what he was like, I put in enough work and I'm not getting out of this what I want. It was like a light switch.
How many dates was that, though?
Three. But I, like, met his coworkers. Like, what? It was like, you know, he was coming on so hot and heavy. And then
were the dates long?
Finally, I realized, I was like, this is why he's putting in so much work. Because I noticed on the third date, we met up. I met up, met his coworkers. Then he was like, do you want to go back to your place or you want to go to another bar? And I was like,
oh, he jumped the gun. I want
to go to another bar. Yeah, he was jumping the gun.
Yeah.
And then it clicked. I was like, this is what this is all at. Like, guys are so, if you pay close enough attention and don't let their, like, looks fool you, you very could pick up on it.
It's a bummer because, like, I feel like I'm similar in the sense of when I'm on a good date, half the time I feel like I can't trust it because I've felt this before.
Yeah.
Yes.
In order to get something and then I've been fucked. So it's like when someone's being nice, I'll be it's like I almost get more nervous because I'm like, what do you want?
If they're complimentary.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I was like, this is a little weird how strong he's coming on, but maybe we're really just gelling.
Right.
That feels like it. So I'm just going to go with it. But that's one of those instances where I'm so happy I never had sex with this guy.
Yeah.
Because, like, he literally would have just, that's all he wanted.
Yeah, that's terrible. Did he just ghost you after that?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, want to hear the best part?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
You're
gonna
die.
I'm nervous.
Literally 6 months ago, I'm going to get, like, an MRI. I'm in the doctor's office, Cornell, like, hospital.
Also, oh, no. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, I'm good. He works in the hospital. But I'm not even thinking about that. No. Like, it's a huge freaking hospital. Oh, my God. I literally am hot just thinking about this. I'm in the elevator, and, like, the elevator doors in the hospital take a really long time to open and close.
Grey's Anatomy.
Because they want people to, they want people to have time to, like, get out in a wheelchair.
Sure.
So I'm in the elevator, and I look up, and standing across, he's not in the elevator, he's, like, standing facing the elevator in scrubs, is this man.
Stop everything.
And literally, we make eye contact, and he goes, hey, Alyssa, what's up? And I'm in and I'm just thinking, like, could these doors freaking close fast enough?
Go,
I looked
go.
So ugly. Like, I was just like, close. And they were just taking forever. It was like time stood still.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, oh, what's up? And he's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, oh, just, you know, had, like, an MRI. And he was like, oh, good. And then, like, slowly the doors just start closing. And I was like,
stop.
Then he, like, did the whole, like, friend me on Facebook.
I was about to say, did he reach out after that?
He did whole, like, Snapchat me. I'm like, you're so – part of me wants to just, like, have sex with him and leave right after and be like, fuck you.
I know. Yeah.
Just, like, actually pull it – like, pull one on him. No, but –
but you won't like that. No.
But I'm like, oh, my God, of all the places. Of course he's in, like, scrubs, you know.
Yeah.
This is my life, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's too funny. I want to run into certain people sometimes. So often.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, when you look hot.
Right, when you look hot.
Not when you look like a sweaty man in the elevator shaft.
Well, and when you're going to the hospital for a test. Yeah. Like, that is not your hottest moment.
No, guys, it was so bad. Like, he was probably like, ooh.
I was going to say, like, the technician or something. Like, if he came in, like, I'm going to put in your IV, I'd be like,
I'd die. No. I would want to die.
I was like, someone kill me now. This is so bad. That stuff always happens to me, though. I'm like, of course. They always reappear.
There was literally a guy I only went on.
I have another one, too. But tell me. Wow. Keep going.
Mine's real quick. Yeah, yeah. It was, like, a guy I only went on two dates with. By the way, I think we almost went Dutch on the second one, but it was cash only. I didn't have cash.
Ah, ooh, smart.
I love that.
Yeah, but I was like, I can't believe. So, but anyhow, and he lives near me, and I was going to get food late at night, and I saw him walk ahead of me, and I just went, no, and I avoided him.
Oh,
that was
God.
Really it. I just recognized him from the back of his head.
Well, if you live near each other, that's super awkward. Awkward, and the possibilities, I'd be like, where?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's like totally different neighborhoods. You're not going to run. It'd just be like a happen chance or whatever. But
the worst thing ever happened to me recently. Like, this one's bad.
Uh-oh.
So last summer, I was dating a lot last summer. So, like, my break of not dating has been from
then
to now.
How often is a lot? Can I ask?
Like, no, not a lot. Just, like, a few guys here. I would go on, like, five dates with, like, five different guys. You know what I mean? There was, like, a few in the mix.
What's the span?
I don't know. Just throughout the summer. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just, like, I was dating then.
Got it.
Before my break on dating.
Yeah.
So, I was dating this guy who I reconnected with from... We went to camp together when we were 12.
Stop.
Adorable.
And we were, like, in love at camp. Like, you know, when you're, like, we would make our moms drive us to each other's house after camp. Like, we were, like, dating in seventh grade. We were obsessed with each other. We went on to different colleges. Like, we didn't have Instagram then. Like, you know, we were never friends on social media. I think we were friends on Facebook. But, like, that was it. I knew he went to college. I went away. Like, I kind of would every so often look at – he looks like Zac Efron. Like, he's so hot. So every so often I would just, like, long after, like, the kid from camp, you know. Right. I'd be like, damn, he's hot. But I saw he had a girlfriend at one point. So just nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
I'm sitting out to dinner, and I get a Snapchat message from him. I didn't even, like, know we were Snapchat friends. And he was like, this is so random, but, like, I've been living in New York, and I don't know why we haven't gotten a drink.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, my God, the boy from camp. Like, all these years,
my
like, you know.
My true love is back.
Yeah. So he was like, do you want to get a drink tonight? And I just so happened to. I was out with, like, clients, so I looked good. Like, I had my makeup done. So I was like, this is actually a good time for me to go because I'm, like, done up, and I'm out, and I have a little bit of a buzz. So we went, met for drinks, whatever. So he, same thing, telling me everything I want to hear. Like, I've been thinking about you. Like, you were my biggest crush. Like, whatever. I'm just, like, obviously get swept up. We go on multiple dates. He's calling me on the phone. Like, he's, like, obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Ghost.
Stop
it. Same thing.
After.
He was, like, literally, we talked on the phone. He was, like, I'll call you tomorrow. Can't wait to see you. Hang up. Never heard from him again. Like, insane. Yeah. So I was just, like. That was weird. Like, I think now in hindsight, he has, I think, a girlfriend now. I think he was seeing me at the same time. He was seeing someone else.
But still, like,
what?
Say something. It's crazy. It was actually so weird because it's the ones that come on really strong that you actually have to be cautious
yes.
of. Yeah.
When they start using now the we language very early, I'm like, so early.
But what's funny is, of course, I'm going to believe you're obsessed with me. You should
but
be.
Also, I was, like, romanticizing it in my head because I'm like, we connected after all these years. Whatever. Yeah.
No, of course.
All of this to say. I'm in Austin, Texas on a bachelorette party last month. Austin, okay? We are at this random ass bar on a Thursday night on a street that's, like, not popping. Like, there's no one in the bars. And I'm, like, drunk and I'm talking to this girl and all of a sudden I feel a tap on my shoulder.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
And I turn around and he's literally facing me.
Stop.
In Austin, Texas in a random ass bar. And he was like, I could just tell he was so drunk, but he was like, hi. And I was just like, I don't even know. I was shook. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, like, oh my God, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm on a bachelor party. I was like, oh, I'm on a bachelor party. And he's like, you look really good. Like, you know, same thing. Like, he's a sweet talker.
Don't.
And I just love this. I literally just tapped his arm and I was like, thanks. It's really good to see you. And I walked away.
Applause.
I was applause. Like, fuck you. We are not having a conversation. You are not telling me I look good. Like, and then, like, you know when someone's so drunk and they stare at you, like, you feel, I just saw him, like, creepily staring at me from across the bar as I, like, turned my back and I was, like, chapter closed. Like,
wow.
Unfollowed him on Instagram. I was like, good. I want, you know what? Like,
done.
This is such bullshit. I'm not gonna, these guys ghost you because they don't want to tell you that they're seeing someone else because they want to keep the door open for when it inevitably ends with the other girl.
Tell me when a ghosting door hasn't closed.
Yeah.
If you ghost me, you can't come back. I would let you come.
Think they're doing that because they can come back in and be like, oh, sorry, you know, I was just busy with work. I was, you know.
Yeah, right. I think I saw a headline because I didn't read the article. I saw a headline that was like.
Just the headline.
Yeah.
Just,
let's be honest. Cookie jarring that was like putting you on or just like putting you on the shelf. Like I'll come back to that cookie jar later.
I'm telling you, it's so they don't have to close because they don't want to close the door completely because what if it doesn't work out with their other chick?
Options open.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, I'm closing it. Like, you know, like I'm like, you are not like this is so not a door that's open.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just so mad. So I just was so I was like, of all the freaking – I don't run into him in New York, but I see him in Texas.
Freaking Texas.
Like, hilarious. This is my life. I always run into guys. I'm like, this is just wild.
Is there a guy that you feel got away?
That you cookie jarred?
That you cookie jarred or no. that you?
No.
No. That got away.
I only had one really long-term relationship, uh-huh. but it was kind of my decision to close that
How
chapter.
Long were you?
3.5 years.
Yeah,
that's
a while.
But that's but we were very young. We were very young. Okay. But it was very serious for a very young relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Like we dated from college throughout, I mean, from high school throughout college.
Okay. Mm. Did you go to the same school?
So it was like adult. Like, no, we didn't. And okay. I think, do you guys that's take the love languages?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, I think I know what happened.
What?
My love languages are quality time Girl? And touch. Yes. Those are my two.
Yes. I'm quality time.
What are the two things you don't have in a long distance relationship?
Oh.
Quality time and touch.
I like started to just feel like we were pen pals. I just like fell out of love because I was like, we don't see each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have no quality time. We can't touch. Like
no.
anything I needed like to feel loved was That's taken
so
away.
True. Yeah.
And he wasn't like a very communicative person, but he showed me through his actions. And I'm okay with that. I don't need you to fawn all over me as long as you show up for me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we did have that quality time in person. But then when you don't have the quality time, you don't have the touch, and you don't have the communicate. Like,
yeah.
not that we didn't have good communication, but he wasn't like, I miss you so much. I love you. Like, right. he didn't like dot over me. So then when I didn't have that, I was like, I actually feel like I just have a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now sense. In hindsight, makes I'm like, sense. I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Why that. But like, that was really my only like long-term relationship. And then I've had flings.
Fling.
Other relationships.
Yeah.
Canadian boyfriend for a little.
Oh, congratulations.
Don't hate that. How did you meet him?
In college also.
Okay. Oh, got it.
But like after that, I just had like just like smaller relationships.
Yeah.
Nothing of that length of time.
Yeah.
Same. Long distance is very tricky.
Yeah.
Because my longest relationship was long distance as well.
I think I could do it if I knew there was an end in sight.
Yeah.
So you weren't in love with your long distance relationship?
I thought I was. Yeah.
But what makes you think you're not now?
In retrospect, I think it was I just know it wasn't.
Really?
You know what I mean?
One of Claire's, if I may say.
I wish you would.
Issues? Okay. Thank you. Issues. I think that she really likes when someone really likes her.
You want the person to.
Like you.
Yeah.
You, when someone pines over you or shows interest, like that.
It's attractive.
Is attractive to you.
Of course.
But that doesn't mean that it's like has to do with the person.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Sure. I like consistency. Like, I don't need you to be obsessed with me. I just need you to, like, show up for me.
Girl, my love language now is show the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Show the fuck up.
I don't want to doubt that you're not going to text me. Yeah. I don't want to doubt that you're not going to see me. Like, let's just have a mature relationship.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want.
All I want with dating. And every time that doesn't happen and I have questions/worry, it's like, I can't do it. I'm out.
So my sister just got married, like I said, and with her husband, which is so weird for me to say still.
Yeah.
My sister was like infamous for dating fuckboys. Like she was like fuckboy one after the other, like always getting screwed, awful luck. And then she met Justin, her husband. And from day one, she said she never ever worried once if she would ever hear from him.
Yeah.
So I think it's just when it's the right
person.
That's
a good point.
Like she was like, I never had anxiety with him like I did with everyone else.
Yeah.
Like with everyone else, I was always like, am I going to talk to them? What if I sleep with them and then they don't come? Yeah. She's like, with Justin, I just knew from day one, like there wasn't going to be a moment that I didn't hear from him. Like it was just consistent.
That idea is just foreign to me.
Yeah. And I think that's really just, I think the thing with the relationships are, I think you could be compatible with a lot of people, but what you both need at the same time is the desire to want to pursue a relationship.
Yeah.
And both people need to be in that place where they're like, I'm looking to take the next step.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm going to go back to the time I was, a statement was said. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think the, of course, I like it when someone says they like me.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I love them. I think with my engagement, which is what the love I thought at the time was, there was something definitely different there than any other relationship I've ever had. And still to this day, but I just think there's another level I have not experienced.
I was
going
to say, do you think there's levels of love?
There's levels because I love him as a person.
Yes.
This is your fiance you're talking about? Which you said you knew when he proposed.
That we weren't going to get married.
Yeah.
No, I said yes because it was easier than saying no. We could break up later. So, but because I loved him. I wasn't in love with him.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
You had love for him.
I had love for him. Yes. Maybe
even absolutely. The idea.
Yeah,
of
because
him.
Like, even though I was so young when I was like really in love, I was like, I would take a bullet. Like, I was like so in love. Do you know what I mean?
I was so in love with someone that did not love me back. Before my engagement.
That's the love I prefer, yes. Apparently, is, yeah, I like that. That's, yeah.
But yeah, my fiance, I just feel like I don't, at the time I did truly, I loved him. He was in a weird place. I was young and knew that I wasn't settling down then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I hope, I mean, I want that love and more, like next level.
I think with my long-term relationship, I didn't realize how much he loved me almost.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks for him because I think I like blindsided him a little bit.
Yeah.
But because he didn't like tell me, like I would try to pull it out of him. Like I don't need you to tell me everything, but it was sometimes pulling teeth where I was like, I would write him like cute little love letters and he would just the next day be like, oh, thanks. I'm like, write one back.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's fine if you can't communicate. But and I was fine with it when we were in person. But then when you're doing long distance, like I said,
there's an extra effort.
It was just not like clicking.
And were you? I also think sometimes when you're young, you don't communicate the way that now you'd be like, this is what I need you to do.
Yeah,
like, this is how I'm feeling.
I actually I'm a very clear communicator.
Wow, my hat's off to you.
For like a young relationship, we actually were so mature. Like it was very, very mutually loving, caring, like very mature.
Yeah.
And I really did try to communicate, but I just think that's just an incompatibility thing. Yep. At the end of the day,
if you need something to show that you're being loved and that is something that the other person cannot do, then then maybe not.
But was it because it was long distance?
I think it would have ended either way.
Anyway,
okay. Yeah, it wasn't the right one.
I think because like we were each other's first. And like, I think there was always something in my head that's like, what else is out there? Mm. Not in terms of like, it's more in just like, could there be more that I just don't even know about because I've never tried anything else?
Yeah, when you're young.
It was meant to happen, but I think it was healthy to have a mature relationship at a young age. And I think it's been healthy to be single for all these years now because I feel like when I get into a relationship, I know myself.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's something to be said about being single and like actually finding your independence.
Yes.
And I feel like I know myself so well now that I'm not going to just like conform to what someone else wants me to be.
I think we've talked about this before where it's like people who go from relationship to relationship to relationship. I'm like, I'm suspect in like, I don't want to be the next one because who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, I want you to live on your own with roommates, whatever. But, you know, like figure out who you are.
Who are you?
I mean, if you can't tell me who you are.
I can't tell you who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that is essential.
But don't you feel like having the podcast and talking about these things has at least like helped you navigate it?
Oh, my God. We were talking about that the other day.
Too. Yes, definitely. I think because myself, I used to be really private and really afraid to jinx things or like afraid to have issues with dating, which is hilarious because I had so many issues. And then like having this podcast or even giving ourselves like goals or challenges.
Yeah.
With
or
dating.
Like, let's just, for content, we joke about it. Like, oh, we haven't been on dates. We need to go on dates, whatever. It's like, that's our
way of just being like,
just get out there.
I was going to say, we should have like a touch base in like 6 months
yes.
and just like see where everyone's
absolutely
at. I'll have you guys on my podcast.
Yes.
Let's put like 3 months, like we have to put like a time on it.
Okay.
And you guys will come on mine and then we will like do an update of where we're at.
I love that. What are our goals?
What are our goals?
I know. Let's at least like go on. We have to go on like five dates or something, you know? Like,
I like
this
that.
Is a thing for me. I'm going to tell you right okay. now. It's almost too much pressure, but I'm like, September, October, November, girl, those are my months to date.
Yeah.
I get a cute sweater and a fun jacket. She loves a you know sweater. What I'm saying?
Love a good leather jacket situation.
Girl, I'm going to thrive. Yeah. You wear a dark lip, the weather matches you. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything sort of works out. I feel like it's perfect for dating. You want to get that in, though. You want to get it locked before holidays.
Before holidays. Yeah,
100%.
It's like, ooh, we're in that sweet spot.
We're in cuffing season.
It's nerve-wracking almost, some would say.
Auditioning for cuffing season.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it is a bit nerve-wracking because once you get into November, it's like, ooh.
Yeah, well, it's rough to start.
My birthday is 4 days after New Year's, so – not only do I turn older, wow. I'm like, okay, so now I'm starting this year again single.
Yes.
Like, it's kind oh. of always, like, double whammy.
Girl, I got it. My birthday's coming, and I'm going through the whole thing about
yeah. all of it.
Evaluation of, it. Of
yeah, here
where
we are again.
Same me.
Same me. New numbers.
Now, you say five dates.
Mm-hmm. Five dates.
Doable. My issue.
Like, five dates with five different people.
Obsessed. Okay.
You know what I mean? Not I consecutive know. Dates I with one person. Yeah. Like, we need to.
But honestly, for me, that would be unheard of.
Me too.
To go on a second date unheard of.
That's not true.
But this is the thing, guys. We not only have to go on dates, but I think we should make the mentality where it's like, you know, we're going on this date to see if I like you. Instead
yes.
of being like, I'm auditioning, it's like, you're auditioning. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'm going
to
like you.
Do I have
like
time for you
can't always go into the date with a mentality that like I hope they like me. It's like no, I hope I like them because I'm cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, exactly. It's like going into it with that mentality.
It's no, a great mentality. Some time limits so that we make sure no yeah. one's wasting the 2 hours.
Okay,
time.
So it is September 6th.
It is
September. Why don't we touch base in December?
I love that.
Because I feel like that gives us September, October, November to date.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Guys, okay, hold us accountable, it. Listeners. Yeah. You need to hold us accountable.
Listen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
find out. And listen, if you have anyone you want us to go on a date with or
oh
if you want to go on a
yes.
date, you
should
let
we
us
say
know.
Our types?
Indeed. I know. I feel like my type
actually
changes.
After I was on a dating podcast once, someone DM'd me and was like, hey, this is really random, but I have a cousin. He lives
Shut
in
up.
New York. He's 5'10", whatever. Like all these details. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much.
Did it
much.
Work out? Did you go?
No, nothing ever came of it.
No.
But I appreciated that.
I appreciate them.
I was like, that is cool. Thank you.
Yes, I do appreciate it. And you said you have guy friends, which
I'm so
I was
sorry.
Like, excuse.
Not the kind of guy friends you would be into.
Sorry, Claire.
Right. Well, Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. My type is someone who looks like they could be in Fiddler on the Roof.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
That's like Jewish beard.
No, but okay. you, not necessarily, I mean, that is a wonderful
thing. No.
But you like a, you do like a beard.
I like a beard, but I also I am attracted to like a lot of, like, I like redheads, I do. I like.
Okay, I feel like that's a big, that opens opportunity.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm always love me a redhead. I don't think I love blondes, but it's like. I have.
You have, and you can.
You know, I have, and I can. I think I do prefer dark hair.
You like a teacher.
Scruff. I love a teacher.
So my type has always been dark, tall, dark, and handsome, into finance. Like, I like really smart guys. But part of me's thinking, I'm always like, I don't like artsy guys because I'm artsy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But part of me lately is like, maybe I would like an artsy guy. So I'm not, yes. I'm not Xing them out.
A different okay. artsy, so, a different artsy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now I'm open because I went to LA and I was like hanging out with some like artsy guys there. And I was like, you know what?
Animal.
Like, I don't hate it.
Yes.
So part of me is like, why am I crossing off this like whole genre yeah. of people?
Do you cross them off? I mean, you're like,
if
no,
I
go.
See a guy on like a dating app that's like a creative director, I'm like, no.
Oh my God, see, that's my crypto. I love that.
Because for me, I don't, sometimes I feel like artsy guys are so intellectual and I love intellectual people.
Yeah.
As friends, as but sometimes it's like they're too dramatic for me. I like a guy yeah. that's like really chill.
Yeah.
I like that's chill like, too. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like when a guy's like dramatic. And I yeah. think, but I also don't think I should be putting. Just yeah. assuming that because you're artsy, you're dramatic. Like
when you said artsy, I thought beanie.
Yeah,
like he's wearing a beanie
and a deep V.
But like, yeah. I love a guy in a good pair of like Vans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, same. I can't X him out. So I think for me, my type is just I'm 5'3", but preferably 6 foot. I hate to say it.
All right. Now you're treading. You're treading on
But I'm a curvy girl. Friend. Like, I don't want to be sitting on a twig.
No, listen, and a twig is different than, and I understand you, and I understand you, and I hear you, and I hear you, but I try to, my poor friend Claire
here.
I get it. is 6'1".
I get it. I understand.
Yes.
But like.
And then some of the shorter guys I've dated have been great. Some of them suck.
Shorter guys like me is the issue. I'm like, oh, great.
Why is that an issue?
Because it's all the like small Italians, you know?
Listen, ride you in a small Italian.
They can be sturdy.
They really can be.
I know. But like, I feel like all I dated like for so long was just like linebackers, like these like huge, like tall men. So I like preferably a taller man.
I hear you.
I could do 5'10".
It's big of you.
age range? Do you like going? I always say older.
I'm 28, so I would do like a 27 to 34 situation.
All right. I'd say you could even go up a little
higher. I could, but also part of me sometimes is like the older I go, I feel like we lose a little bit of relatability.
I get that.
That's interesting because guys are so immature.
Because I'm like normally so millennial. Wow. But sometimes I feel like when I'm dating someone a little older, they're like, what? They have to be able to get my life.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
And then I like laid back guys.
Yeah.
I'm not, like I said, I don't like drama. I'm just so not into, I just don't like guys that are like start shit. I can't.
Well, no.
And yeah. And I respect
some people
that.
Feed off the
they
drama.
They do like
though.
That. I know. Some people do. Not
I like
me.
Need like chill.
Yeah.
I'm just so not for that.
I hear ya.
I'll pick the fights.
Yeah. And I'll end them.
I love it.
What would you say your type is?
Creative, for sure. Yeah. I like someone that – I love the creative director title. I don't want another performer.
No.
At all.
Although you
my
have.
My cousin's creative. I'm Maybe so I'll introduce you to my cousin.
Hello. How tall?
Tall. Like at least 6'2".
I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah. Really creative. I'll show you his Instagram.
Okay, good.
Now I that love I it. Think about it.
And think about me too.
I don't know what his type is, but well, that one just came to mind.
Oh my gosh.
That's great.
She saw it in a vision. Maybe that's one of my 5 dates. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Watch out. But that's the thing. Like for height, for me, I never say never, but most likely not going to be shorter than 6 feet for me.
Yeah.
I just get because it. 100%. I totally understand.
Shorter than is just like a little awkward for me. And I also, something that I've talked about with many people when they're like, come on, give people a chance. I'm like, totally get it. But as someone that grew up in a small town, everyone always looked at me like the weird freak tall girl. Right. Okay. And so I don't want to have another reason for people to stare and be like, what weird thing is that?
It's like you want to be with someone that makes you because it's a thing. It's not that people are actually thinking it. It's that you think they're thinking
it. I feel
it.
Yeah. I know.
It's like you want to be with someone that makes you not have to worry about it.
Yes. I just someone on the same. I don't need crazy tall.
Yeah.
I don't need just somewhere. Yeah. Right in here, just like around eye level, a little bit above.
I feel it.
That's about it.
I get it.
Thank you so much for knowing that.
We put it out there into the universe.
We did. We really did.
Maybe it will come back to us.
Wow, we really did. Didn't we?
I love it. If you guys have anyone for us, you know, we're open. Our DMs are open. We'll check them out.
Never say never. Listen, we are open. Please prove our types wrong. You know what I mean?
True.
And we each have 5 guys to date. So
we have to be busy. So hurry
Good
up.
Good luck
and hand
to us.
Good luck to us. Well, I think we need to start looking at our DMs now.
Yeah.
Alyssa, thank you so much for coming on. I can't wait for our catch up.
I know.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so good. And you know what? We know now, and we may know in 3 months.
Right. Mm-hmm. That there's no such thing as love.
It's true. It's always true. Thank you.